When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Well, here we go again. It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And then rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast and share with your buddies.
Absolutely. And if you're, I know, typically if you're a morning listener, we threw everything off for you today. If you don't, you don't even notice the difference, so don't worry about it.
Right.
But we're just running a little late today, but that's okay. In the meantime, of course, we want to thank Centris Federal Credit Union for being our partner and hosting and being part of the show and being our sponsor and hanging with us for what, 2 years? Almost three? 2.5?
Yeah.
Just like crazy. It. And one thing for sure, if you want to know the difference between Centris Federal Credit Union, just federal credit unions in general, and what a regular bank does, they can explain it to you really well, way better than we can. I just know I like the people, and I like that they have a lot of locations, and it's really easy to get stuff done. It's a local phone number I call if I need information, and their website has a ton of information on it, super user-friendly, federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
Okay, so probably the biggest news in Nebraska. And a friend of mine actually this morning, I'm not going to name names, but ran into him and I was talking to some other people, and he peeks his head in. He looks and he just looks at everybody and he says, "Trev Alberts?" And we're like, "Yeah." He just found out this morning. And I'm like, "Were you on the internet yesterday at all?"
Right. Like, did you even walk by somebody using their phone?
I literally was at a coffee early yesterday morning when the news broke that Trev Alberts was leaving the University of Nebraska. And if you don't know, don't care, athletic director. Okay. So, and played for Nebraska, right? He's been huge, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, he's leaving for Texas A&M. So I'm sitting at coffee with a friend of mine who is not, well, she loves the Huskers, no doubt about it, but is not somebody that I would imagine this would be the first thing on her mind. But she shows me a screenshot somebody sent her, and it was from Texas A&M. So it was leaked already via them, I think, first. And she shows me the screenshot, and she holds it up while I was drinking my coffee, and she just holds her phone in front of my face. And she says, "Is this fake news?" And I'm like, I've never seen that. I don't, that's news to me if it is real. And so then we got to looking around, and
sure enough,
it's true. So
yeah. I thought he was a lifer. I mean, especially being in UNO for so long and then working the way up the system. I mean, really, it was shocking.
I mean, all of it. I mean, this, the whole University of Nebraska system. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was practically cradle to grave. That's what we just figured. That's it. That's what's going to happen.
And maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's like, shake it up a little bit. And I mean, you would think not at this stage of his career, but I mean, maybe it's like, "Hey, God, I want to try something different."
That's the thing, is that then
I'm sick of the weather.
Okay. Maybe it's the property taxes.
Could be.
Texas, yeah. You know, income taxes. I don't know.
I mean, he's at the level where no income taxes, probably whatever taxes they don't have in Texas. Is it state? They don't have state income tax?
I think it's state income tax.
So if they don't have state income tax, that's a lot of money he's keeping in his pocket.
Right. That'd be enough.
Don't have to worry about snow. So, who knows?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But there have been a lot of rumors floating around, but a lot of consensus also. So they're saying one of the big ones was the fact that the quote was, "The unsettled search for Ted Carter's replacement." Ted Carter was the head of the system of UNL, the university system, right? And he left for Ohio. So apparently there's stuff with about who may be a replacement. And I can kind of see that. Excuse me. And then more donor dollars in Texas. When we give everything we got, you can only squeeze the turnip so hard, man.
Right. And I mean, look at their stadium expansion. He's making millions of dollars. Like, how much money do you, if it was about the money, how much money do you really need?
And donor dollars.
For there's no bigger fan base. And I'm assuming no bigger donor base than Nebraska.
I mean, Texas has got to be pretty competitive, though.
Probably, you know, especially A&M. Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
But it's like, and he's done a lot since he's been here. I mean, he's got the basketball team in the right direction, hired the right coach, we think. So I don't know.
It very well could be. And then the other one that was thrown in there was one I honestly, this was not on my radar, but they said, of course, the women's basketball lawsuit probably has something to do with this or could be a factor. I was like, wait, what? And so I had to look that one up. And this, just the broad overview of this from an article that just came out a couple weeks ago. Ashley Scoggin is a former women's basketball player at Nebraska. And she has sued She filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court alleging that basketball coach Amy Williams and athletic director Trev Alberts didn't take proper action after they were made aware of physical relationship with then associate head coach Chuck Love. And according to the suit, he targeted her. Like, he like honed in on her right from the beginning. And then the relationship turned physical. She was afraid to back out because of retaliation if she refused to, quote unquote.
Sure.
Right? And so then it goes further on the same day that then the coach was suspended with pay, February of 22, she was dismissed from the Cornhuskers after.
Well, I mean, that sure seems odd.
That's the part that makes you go, what?
That's the part that's like, even as common sense would say, okay, if that's the plan anyway, let's maybe wait a couple weeks or let's like figure something else out instead of the just the optics of that's awful.
So they both walk out carrying a box full of their stuff the same day. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Yeah. That's, yeah. It's weird.
That's just broad stroke, but there's plenty of details online if you want to find more information about it. So there's probably a lot going on. I don't know, but maybe instead of dealing with all that, maybe that just made the opportunity that much more appealing in the moment. I don't know, but
how does that work? Like if it's a lawsuit and he's named in the suit, he's still got to deal with it.
Unless
in his agreement, the university has to cover forever, take the heat of it.
Because it did say, let me go back to this other, and Jim Rose spoke out about this very thing too, which he's a longtime friend. And he said something about the lawsuit and, quote, how the future boss may react to it. So you see, you bring in a new head of the university system, mm-hmm. and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to clean house. Because if that's how this was handled, maybe he sees that there's a road where he gets let go because of what went down. So, you know what? I'll find the door myself.
Yeah.
And just head out. I don't know. I don't know. Just guessing, because that's what we do. So,
you never know.
But those are the most reliable couple of sources.
I can't imagine it was just for money.
No, I think. Between who the new boss was going to be and how the new boss would react to this, probably played into when he got this amazing offer that was ridiculous amount of money and benefits
mm-hmm.
and some other things that it was just like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes, you know, opportunity comes knocking. You don't want to shut the door.
Yeah.
You just say, okay, I'm coming out.
Yep.
So anyway, but it's still sad. It's still sad. Change is hard.
Yeah, especially since he's done such a good job.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right, so we got that one. So that was like the big legit story, I guess I would say, of the three things that we had pulled together this morning. Now, the other one is going to be the fact that let's go with Jennifer Lopez first. I got to do that first. Just real quick, if you're a Jennifer Lopez fan, you will be shocked to know that they've canceled the last 7 shows of her latest tour.
Okay, I didn't even know she was on tour. just to throw that out there. When I heard that, I'm like, oh, that's too bad that the shows I didn't know were happening are canceled. That sucks.
So apparently they said her first outing in 5 years will now conclude in New York City. Final 7 shows have been removed from the schedule with no explanation. Cleveland, Nashville, Raleigh, Atlanta, Tampa, New Orleans, and Houston. And it ran August 20th through the 31st. And they were all notified, but yeah, no explanation as to why. Usually that's a ticket sales thing.
Yeah.
When it's that far out.
I can't imagine her tickets are cheap.
No.
So, I don't know how many people, other than like, she's a great actress. She's awesome. How many people are like rabid Jennifer Lopez, like singing musical fans? Like that would go. Yeah. I mean, people are like, hey, I'd go see J-Lo, you know, for $50 or whatever like that. But like, I guarantee it wasn't $50.
Well, the coincidence to this is I was thinking at the time when, before this happened, there's a TV show called This Is Me Now on Netflix. Mm-hmm. This Is Me Now or something.
Yeah. What Beth and I watched it.
And it's all about her.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a little saturation happening. Oversaturation.
Maybe. Yeah. It was the documentary behind her making a video. I don't know. I don't even remember what it was. It was about J-Lo though. And it was like showing behind the scenes stuff with her and Ben and them being all cutesy and lovey and all that stuff.
Okay. All right. So there's that. And then the final thing, I don't know much about this. This just popped up this morning. There are more conspiracies about Kate Middleton and her absence from public life when apparently some drama was dropped this last week. Social media has been thrown around the theories that quite possibly there is an affair. And
by her or him?
Him. And the person that was named to be part of this, Prince William affair rumor hits mainstream media, is what it says. And this is in Newsweek.
Ooh.
And so the kingdom is all a flutter as the internet sleuths are trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But one name that was dropped, I got to find it.
It happened when she was recovering for surgery or before?
I think before. Her name is Sarah Rose Chalmendale. Anyway, she is the get this. Okay, I gotta pull up the.
Oh God!
Help me say this. Marchioness. Anyway, it means she's the wife or widow of a marquis. Marquis, right?
I have no clue. You're looking at the wrong dude.
You know what I mean? He's like the marquis of something.
Okay.
And so she was married to him, and he died, and so she's the widow of the marquis, and there's a particular name. So she's a widow.
And a young widow? Young widow, apparently?
Youngish, yeah. Yeah. So, she's 40, former model.
I mean, yeah.
So, okay. I don't know. She manages to say that her husband left her. The seventh Marquis of Chalmendale or something like that. So, anyway, that's the rumor that's out there. That's all I know.
Whoopsie.
That's where I'm going to leave it.
Whoopsies. Okay.
And then the other conspiracy theory is, what if Kate Middleton chaos is the way we learn that Bowser is real and actually kidnaps princesses and we're out cracking jokes and not calling a plumber?
That's I like that one better than the other one.
I do too.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's all I got.
All right. You guys have a great day. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening. We appreciate the support.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.